Okay, so let's continue from where are we going to Hayamanov, Dalembe's Hayamanov, right? Yeah. We're going to have to, like I said the other day, you know, I was proposing a solution with the Mishum Mechitza, Mishum Mekir. We're going to have to keep it in under observation for a little while. The difficulty is, I mean, like I was saying the other day, you have to try to develop theories, but they have to be corrected by the facts. If you don't ever make the theories, then the facts are never going to help you. If you don't correct them by the facts, then the theories are worthless. So it's sort of a certain amount of trial and error. So we were proposing, right, the other day, that everybody holds that there's a mechitza that's generated by Korah. Although we did mention the possibility that it's just as a shem Korah, as a roof. But I'm just going to say, I think we have to reconsider that. We'll see. We'll go through it slowly. But because the Gemara Yud Beis Amud Beis seems to imply that if you hold Mishum Mechitza, then that really makes it Rosh Hashanah Yachad Midaraisa. If you hold Mishum Mekeira, it doesn't. And the Ram is mashed that way, right? Because the Ram says if you throw something into a Mavoi that has a Lechi, you chayev. You throw it into a mavoi that has a kora, you putter, because it says kora is Mishum Mekira. Right? So we have to retract a little bit. We have to pull it back a little bit. I mean that's the process, you know? That's the process. Okay, but anyway, let's stick to this sugya. Okay, let's stick to this sugya and let's take this sugya on its own. We'll see what we can get out of it. Yeah. Yes, that is always a possibility. That is definitely a possibility. But it would seem that Gemara seems to be a kasha on what you told me the other day.
Which one?
That some hold that the p'tikra of the one amma is only mitzvah. Maybe they hold that way because they hold Mishum Hakera. But that Gemara clearly says that if you hold Mishum on Yud Beis on Beis, you'd be chayav daraisa. Okay. Okay, so I saw the Rashash ask the question that we asked. I mean, I have a sefer at home also with some of these. You know, it's like a it's a contemporary. I don't know, I forgot the name of it. Something about ear. I don't remember the name. Someone written by someone in Bnei Brak, you know, recently. But he goes through and everything brings down a lot of the shittas. He brings down a lot of the problems. I mean, this sugya, everybody's troubled with the same things. Okay, but let's just take the Rashash. Take a look at Rashash. Rashash is always good. Take a look at the Rashash on Hayam and Olive. Dibra Maskel Amanda Omer Dalid Pasover Korah. Right. So that's the Rashi. Mandam adalik sever kora materas b'mavoi time mishum mechitza. I mean, chud achitza and yoyev sosein. Ram rabbanon the bitzvei me'eshim lo armin and yoyev sosein. Right. So, because you need dalit al dalit in order to be yoyev sosein. So he says like this: Vayin betosvos dibra maskil mutter delishna kama. Right. Lo armin on svarazu. So Tosha says that according to the first way of learning the Gemara, right, that it's always Mishum Mechitza, it's just a question of if it's the outer edge or the inner edge. So nobody holds the Svara that you need four Tfachim for the Mechitza to drop. Did you guys have a chance to go over the facts? Okay, good. Right? Lo Armin Svarazu, Lefizeh Kasha. He says now says the difficulty. In Cain, Nema de Kuli Amasavri Mishum Mechitza. Why didn't the Gemara start out that way? Why didn't the Gemara start out and say that the first Lishna should be Kuli Alma, it's Mishum Mechitza. Upligi Bisvarazu I Mikri Mechitza, so the Papa Subidal. Why can't you then say that itself is Machlokas? In other words, once you're saying One Tosfos is saying that there's a machlokes within the sheet of mechitza. If a mechitza can come down for one, Glenn's tough to jump into this. that the mechitza can come down for one tefach, or if you need four tefachim, right? Because it's already a conceptual question. Mishnah Kama is saying it can. There's no problem. And according to the second side, it needs four. So why can't you say that itself is the machlokas? Why can't you say that itself is the machlokas? That everybody holds Mishnah Mechitza, and what? But the only question is, will the mechitza come down? Can you coax the mechitza down for less than four tefachim? Or does it come? It's the behavior of mechitzas. That's the only question. Yeah. And also, so Svas Emes also, he asks, I mean, this is also a question that we were talking about. Why can't it come down for that one tefach? If after it's down for that one tefach, it'll enjoy an entire mavoi, right? It's not like that one tefach is the only thing it's going to function for. Just bring it down, and it'll be now functioning together with the miut. It'll form one wall for the whole mavoi, right? If all it needs is to function, so it'll function. Yeah. Okay. So let's go back to the first Rashi. What's the let's go back to the first part of the Gemara. What's the Gemara trying to do? What's the methodology of the Gemara's answer over here? You have a Korah that's higher than 20 Amos, right? How does the Gemara propose to be machshir this smavoi? Just generally, without particulars. Just generally. No. By having the Korah function for part of the mavoi, right? And that's the Gemara's initial answer is that if this Korah, all you need is for the Korah, the Shem Korah in this Mavoi, doesn't have to function for the entire Mavoi, right? As long as the Korah will function in the Mavoi, it'll be a Korah for the entire Mavoi. You need the function for the Shem Korah to exist, but you don't need the function from the entire Mavoi. All you need is to be able to say that this mavoi has a korah, correct? Okay, so that's the Gemara's initial response. That what's the question? The question is if the korah is in the mavoi or out of the mavoi, right? That's the only question. In other words, why would you say build it up l'mal? Why would you say one tefach versus four tefachim? Because everybody agrees that the korah has to function in the mavoi. That's the universal idea here. The korah must function in this mavoi. There must be a functional korah in this mavoi. So if you hold under the korah as part of the mavoi, then that's all you need. All you need is one tefach. So now you'll have the korah functioning within the mavoi. But if you hold the korah is not within the mavoi, so then you're going to need to enter the mavoi deeper, right? In order to have the mavoi functioning, in order to have the korah functioning for this mavoi. And then once you leave one tefach, the next shear is four. Rashi's another Rashi later on says whenever you need a shear, it's always four. So when under the korah, you had a shear from the korah itself. But other than that, you need an arbitrary number. Four is the arbitrary number. Of course, that's makom chashuv. But the Gemara, interestingly, the Gemara doesn't approach it with regard to what the korah is. Just the question of can this korah... Just the question of is under the korah part of the mavoi or not. Regardless... of why a korah works. Doesn't need to, apparently, apparently held you don't need to go into that question. All you need to know is, does the Korah, is the space under the Korah a Mavoi? If the space under the Korah is a Mavoi, is part of the Mavoi, then that's all you need. If not, you need to enter the Mavoi. But Rashi is saying it's learning as an idea of Machitza, though, right? And it's going to be a question of whether it's Chudu Achitza or Chudu Apnimi. Yeah. But what does it mean then that there's a hecker? What does it mean there's a hecker? What does it mean you need a hecker? What's this idea of Mishum, of Machitza, but you need, there's a Shir Esrim Amma, Mishum Hecker. Shir Esrim Amma, Mishum Hecker. We don't really know. We don't really know what Rashi means. But maybe Rashi's learning it like this. That really, the Korah is a Mechitza. And the way it functions for the Mavoi is to be so same. It's a stima, right? It's a Mechitza. What did the Gemara mean then before Korah Mai Mishum Hekera? Okay. It means to say that you need a mechitza hanikeras, right? A certain kind of a mechitza. I lost him. You need a mechitza that is nicker to the. You need a mechitza that's nicker, right? But it's not an issue of nicker to the bnei rishis rabim, bnei rishis yachid. That's mishum hekera. It's not the hecker that it's not an idea of nicker that the hecker aspect is the heter, because then it would be a question of then it's not a question of which lip descends, right? It was the pure idea of mishum hekera means that, like Rashi says later, it's a simon of sorts. It's a reminder of sorts. And then the question will be, who is it a reminder for? But this is not learning Hecker as the Heter. The Heter is not that there is a Makir here. The Heter is not that there is a Modia, something that provides information. It's similar to what we were learning in Sukkah, that sometimes you need a Mechitza HaNikaras. Sometimes you have to know your Besoch Mechitzos. You need to know that you're besoch mechitza. So that's what Rashi's saying. It's not a shear in mechitza per se. Mechitza would go 100 amas. But the shear of esrim is for that mechitza to be nicker. Right? So that's why as long as the mechitza seals off the outer edge of the korah, as long as the korah, the outer edge of the korah is what seals, and there's this place where the mechitza is nicker from, that is within the mavoi, so then this mavoi has a mechitza that's nicker. Okay. But if you hold asur lishtamesh tachas hakora, right, then there's no hecker of the mechitza from the mavoi itself. Okay. That seems to be the way he's learning at first. That it's somewhat of a, it's a combination of hecker and mechitza, where hecker is a qualification of mechitza. Right?
So that's why it only has to be part of the mavoi.
Right, correct. It just has to be that the mavoi has a mechitza nikeras. Okay? But that's not what you call mishum hecker. That's not properly what we would term mishum hecker. And it's not completely mishum mechitza either, because mishum mechitza means just the stima itself. Here it's the mechitza nikeres. It's the hecker of the mechitza that's matir. Well, let's just say you need a mechitza nikeres. Okay. Let's not try to go too far without any force. Okay, let's not go beyond what's demanded right now. Okay.
You're not trying to use that toast sauce on ham and bacon. Are you working with that? Or?
No. So now let's take the first switch. So the first switch is what? Lo. Dekuliyama kasavri mutter lishtamish tachas akara. In other words, there's no issue at all about whether tachas akara is tocha mavoy or not. You thought the only question was, is tachas akara considered part of the mavoy? Right? But no, it could be. Everybody agrees under the kora is part of the mavoy. In other words, if under the kora is not part of the mavoy, then there's no way to explain this. Then there's no way to explain the sheet of one tefa. It's impossible to explain the sheet of one tefa if under the kora is not part of the mavoy. Right? So if you're gonna pick a side that everybody agrees, has to be everybody agrees under the kora is part of the mavoy. Okay? So then what are they arguing about? So then you got to say they're arguing about this. They're arguing about whether a kora is mishum heker or mishum mechitza. Okay, so now what does that mean? So mishum heker, you're going to have to learn a heker for the Rosh Hashanah. Right? A heker for the Rosh Hashanah. That's from Chesam on the base. This one is a little bit of a... So what allows you to carry in the mavoy, according to the tzad of Heker? It's not so posh that this is necessarily true, right? Because it's saying that all you need is some tiltal in the... All you need is some tiltal in the mavoy that will be... That will include the Heker of Korah for the Bnei Rosh Hashanah. Even though in 90% of the mavoy, right, there's not going to be a heker, isn't that strange? As long as there is the shame tiltal the heker, that's matter all the tiltal. Yeah. Yeah. Let's read the Rashi carefully. There's Mar Sovar. Okay, so what does that mean? It means it's not a mechitza, right? It's not. At least there's no. At least the shem mechitza is irrelevant to the heter of the takana. All they were masakin is an entity of heker, right? The lo lisi lemishri rishus harabim. They shouldn't. You shouldn't come to permit the rishus harabim. There is a heker in their entrance, in their entering, when they are mishtamish tachas akara. So it sounds like he's saying that when people come in, they're going to immediately be mishtamish in the knisa, they're going to be mishtamish, and that will cause a heker. So now, once there's a heker on part of it, so the Bnei Rosh Hashanah, no, this whole area is separate. Right? No, the Mavoy residents are going to go in, and the Bnei Rosh Hashanah are going to see them being mishtamish when they go in. And they'll see when they go in, there's a Korah at the spot that they're being mishtamish.
So who's being mishtamish happens a Korah?
The Mavoy residents. No, you have to understand, this is a very important fact to get straight, and to keep it in mind at all times that we do Mavoy sugyas. What is a mavoy? What is a mavoy? What is the definition of a mavoy? What is the requirement of a mavoy? That's the bottom of this daf. We'll get to it. Right. One of the requirements of a mavoy is that two chatzeros open into it. Okay. So the way it was is. What is it really? Whose telephone number is this? Is this important for some reason? So this is a typical mavoy. This is a standard mavoy. It would be like this. You'd have a chatzer over here. Right? Let's say a chatzer over here. prisoners just run. Okay. So what is the, and where are the batim? The batim are all around here. Okay, these are the batim. So batim open into a chatzer, and the chatzer opens into the mavoi, and the mavoi goes to Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So there are b'nei mavoi. The mavoi is, it's a stossum. It's closed off on one end. The mavoi really is you, belongs to the people who live in the chatzer. I mean, technically, not technically, they don't own the karka, but that's their domain. There's no real reason. It really is essentially a knisa to the Rosh Hashanah. And it's really for these people a way in and out of Rosh Hashanah. So they're the b'nei mavoi. Now, it doesn't mean passers-by in the mavoi. There are people who really have a full tachrish of the mavoi. So according to the sheet, we're not worried that they're going to make a mistake. They know. They're residents of the mavoi. They know that it's a separate area. But somebody sees them coming in and going out, and sees them carrying things over here on the entrance, is going to think, passer-by, he's going to think that that his area is the same as their area. Okay, so they need a hecker. You need a hecker in order for you to use this area. You have to differentiate it from Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so the B'nai Mavi will go in, they'll start using this stuff, B'knisa, and the B'nai Rosh Hashanah will see that it's different. You understand the Yudah?
Okay. Are we still collapsing everything into the qualification for the Torah?
Qualification for the Torah? We try to take baby steps. We're taking baby steps is what we're doing. Okay? All right. You're like the marshal I gave with the mountain climbing, you know. You only get to top one step at a time. Jumping up every periodically is not going to help you.
Probably fall.
Okay. So you have a hacker. But Rashi's saying, it's, I like that, I mean, that expression is intriguing, right? Mishum hacker ba'almo. Mishum hacker ba'almo. No concern for stima. That's why there's no issue of which side is going. It has nothing to do with stima. Not an issue if you hold mishum hacker. But what if you hold mishum kora? Mishum machitza. Then what? Right? Then you need four tefachim. Why? So now the question is like this. This is our challenge. Can we differentiate this mishum mechitza from the Lishna Kama's mishum mechitza? Right? That's the challenge. Alright. So you do it like this. Man da'amar arbo'o kosova kora hamateres b'mavoi taima mishum mechitza. Jamin and Chuda Achitza on Yori the Sosin. Bom Rabbon on the Betvei Me Esrim Lo Amin on Yori the Sosin. Yeah, did you find any source for that? I couldn't find anything. But that's just about, is that about Esrim, or is that just about the difference between one Amor and four Amors? That what? Same answer? Not take a look at that. I didn't see that quoted by anyone. Do you have that in your safe from that?
Yeah.
Interesting. Anyway, because I saw other Achorim say they don't know where this comes from.
Oh,
okay. How could you email me? Oh, you mean just in the car?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, V'kaimel and b'chol duchta the mechitza she'ena ru'i l'dalad la mechitzi. Yeah. So therefore, what? It won't come down unless you have a an itzdabo of dalad al dalad, at least dalad al dalad. Yeah. So what do you say, Avia? And this is, of course, assuming that what it's the chuda yihachitz on yerev sosin, half say chuda achitz on yerev sosin. Or you're saying Right, so the same question before. If all you need is a mechitza to come down, all you need is a mechitza and the mavoi, so why over there in the first lishna was enough to have a miut of one tefach to bring the mechitza down? Now you need daf the four tefachim. Right, so over there, it's because he said the 20 amos is a shear in heker, not a shear in mechitza. Right, it was according to the Lishna Kama. According to the Lishna Kama, the shear, the Esrim Amma was a din in the heker of the mechitza. Right? The Matir was the mechitza Nikaris. Right? So then you could say that the shear of Esrim is a din in the heker. So, in terms of the mechitza itself, there's no limitation of Esrim Amma. Right? So then all you need to do is give it the quality of nicker within the mavoi. So if tachas akor is within the mavoi, then one amma, then one tefach will give the mechitza the shame nikaris in the mavoi. But if you're going to say that the taima is mishum mechitza, that means to say that midrabanan the heter is stima per se, not mechitza nikaris. Midrabanan, they said it has to be closed. The heter is that there's a stima on the fourth side. The only thing is, if you're going to say that the heter is the stima per se, a mechitza per se, you're going to have to say that they invalidated any mechitza of the Malam Yasrim. Otherwise it should be good of the Malam Yasrim. Yeah. So it would be four walls. Right, but now you're going to say that the heter is the takana of Korah, is that the Rabbanan say you need a fourth wall. But then that means that, and they're saying Korah will function as that wall, but will only function as the wall according to the way they define the wall. So they said that Korah l'mala me'asrim does not have a shame mechitza on it, right? So then what? So then it's not just a... So then Rashi says you're going to need four tefachim. Why? Why? Because if you would just build up one tefach, right, then legabi the korah, there's no makom of dalid that it's going to be chal on. You can't say once it comes down it'll function. It has to come down as a stimas makom dalid al dalid. Can't come down first. It only comes down because it is a stimas makom dalid al dalid. Right? So Rashi's question is not a problem. He's learning it like a shear. He's learning like the dalal dal is like a shear actually. Like if it comes down, it'll only be good if it functions for a certain amount. But it'll come down anyway. It just won't be a good mechitza unless it functions for a certain amount of space. So he says, okay, so this one too, once it comes down, it'll function. Right? But if you say that that it only comes down as a stimas makom dalal dalit, then unless there's a predefined makom dalad al dalad that it will relate to, and it only relates to karka within with toch esrim, then it won't have the you'll have no shame mechitza at all. Okay, so that's the way we're learning now. We're learning that the transition is the first havamina was an idea of mechitza nikeres. Then all you need is one tevach. Right, that's why you couldn't say the Rashash's question either. Say they're arguing, you can't say kuli alma mishum mechitza, and they're arguing on one tefach versus four tefach, because there's no kuli alma. Those are two different svaras of mechitzas. Kuli alma is good if they hold the same exact svara, but you can't say kuli alma here, because the sheet that it holds one tefach is enough is saying it's a mechitza nikeris that's matir. And that, if you hold mechitza nikeris, you'll never need four tefach. And the shita that says you need four tefachim holds it's the shame stimas mechitza per se, and then you'll never be able to have it with one tefach. It's not like mishum heker, but legavu levar for the inside of the outside. That's the same function of heker. It's just where is it functioning? But mechitza nikeres and mechitza stam is a different theory of korah.
Where does the shame mechitza by the first part come from?
It's Yard Vesosim. The chud is Yard Vesosim.
So you're saying the shear doesn't even exist?
There's no shear for the shame machitza. There's only a shear for nikaris.
Yeah, but I'm saying the shear for being kalan dalad.
That's only if you.
So you're saying it's really different from all the other cases of.
Yes, it's different than all the other cases. What?
Isn't the general term case of not functioning for dollar dollars that it's just trying to be a pizza? If it's not a pizza, it's not dollar dollars. You're saying it's only a different scheme, right?
Well, I'm saying it'll be like this. That. Let's put it like this. If there's no idea that the mechitza cannot be yored, if there's no limitation on the yoridas ha-mechitza, right? So then, it will function for the inside of the mavoi as a makom dal al dal. The Slash Emerson's question is a good question. In theory, it's a good question. Because look at it like this. Here's a cross section of your mother. Okay? Now, here's the Kora. The Kora is here. Okay? So this is 20 amas plus. From here to the Kora is 20 amas plus. Now let's say the cold core is a tefach. And let's say I build up over here a tefach of dirt, right? So now, if I say that the chudo hachitzon, or whatever it is, chudo hachitzon is yor v'sosim, in an unlimited fashion, right? Then it will come down to meet my tefach. I know I drew the line in the wrong spot, but it will come down to meet my tefach lamata, and it will form one big wall from the karka of the mavoi to the karka of the korah. And this wall from the karka of the mavoi below the tefach to the upper edge of the korah will be functioning for the entire mavoi. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no problem. Because why? I'll tell you why. I'm gonna pull a close line. No worse than if I didn't have the tefach underneath. Right, the mechitza would come down. The mechitza would come down if I didn't have the tefach underneath too. Right? So it's not, that tefach is not making the mechitza come down. It's just giving the mechitza that's gonna come down anyway a quality of nikkur. But if I hold the mechitza won't come down without the tefach, then it's only coming down for the area of the tefach. But it won't come down for an area that's less than 4x4. Right?
Why would it come down?
Right, well, according to the first way of the Gemara, according to Rashi, it's just, the esrim is just for nikkur. But, so the mechitza exists, you just have to give it the quality of nikkur. According to the second side, it's the etzem ha-mechitza requires eser mama. The substance of mechitza won't exist l'mala me'eser mama. So then all of the requirements of creating the substance of mechitza, you have to be self-eser. It's going to be dala 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 too. You need dala dala too. And the last position is very difficult. What does it mean, heker l'mala and heker l'mata? Yeah. I don't really know. And then the Gemara says, what? No, maybe everyone holds Hekel Lamata is the same as Hekel Lamala. The only thing is you're worried if it's going to degrade. Right? Okay. All right, let's stop there.